A fax machine? Nobody has a fax machine. We're on the air. This is the talking part. Yeah, scan it on your phone and send it. You don't need a fax machine anymore.
They send you a contract on paper. You got to sign it, right?
John, Michael is talking about he's got a landline. He's talking about dial tones. Do you have a landline?
I still do, but because Lisa uses it for work. She does a lot of business overseas.
See, you think I'm so old and old-fashioned.
But we
cell
probably
phones
could.
Don't work overseas. I mean, I haven't had landline in a decade.
Needs a, like, she has to do calls in Japan, so she needs a hard line.
Oh, I see.
When's the last time you use a public phone?
Michael, you should. They are filthy. A public phone.
Yeah, Michael, I'm surprised you have ever used a pay phone.
Oh, I wipe them down with Purell before I use it. Yeah,
can I just point out here too in the building, Michael? You're here at the building. John, you've been in the building. When you the elevator buttons, they say they're self sanitizing.
Yeah, right. They got some kind of sticky thing.
What the hell does that mean?
Nothing.
How the hell is that button self sanitizing?
Yeah, that
doesn't make any sense.
It's all kind of bacteria.
Everybody's pressing the same damn button. It's not self sanitizing.
All kind of.
I press them with my elbow.
Oh, there you go. That's probably a smart play. Let me see. I want to find somebody who agrees with you. It's not easy to do. Let's go to line 9. This is Jose in Montebello. Jose, you're on 710 with me in Ireland and Michael Thompson.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. So first of all, Mason, I think you're completely wrong on this one.
Okay.
The argument that Sedano and you made about too many shots in the mid-range, like AD has that skill set.
Yeah.
And why should we want to take away something? Even though it's not falling right now at the rate that we wanted, you need that. If he starts knocking that down with consistency, he has another level to his game that Giannis doesn't have. You know, right. I think about some great power forwards like Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett. They could beat you down low, and they could take you out to that mid-range game, and it makes it very difficult to guard you. And the last point that I want to make is that he's never been asked to be the number one on a championship team. So we haven't even seen him in that level. Let's be honest. Anytime that we get a new player to our team, the first thing that we think of is how does that match with LeBron? How does that complement LeBron? The carousel of point guards that have come in and out of our roster are always about how are they going to complement LeBron and secondary to how it helps AD. I think this roster is mainly built for LeBron and it complements AD, but it's not his roster. I think when LeBron does move on and AD is our number one and our roster is still to meet his full set of skills, it's going to be beautiful to see the things that he's going to be able to bring us as a number one option.
Okay.
Thanks, Jose.
That's great points.
That's nice.
You didn't hear a word he said, did you?
No, I was tuned out. I was listening to something else.
Great point, Jose.
I'm listening to another show in my ear while we're talking here.
Great point. So me and Ireland knew what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. You and Ireland knew what you were saying. So I want to do the Wheel of Questions. Can we do the Wheel of Questions now?
Yeah.
It's brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you've got a car just sitting around not doing anything, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. All right. Oh, we spun it again. It's a double spin. And it is... I put all the questions on the wheel today, Michael.
Greg?
No, I put them on. So I had read a story about... It's interesting this came up. I read a story about how Bradley Cooper was held at knife point on the subway in New York a couple of years ago. He told the story. So this is the question. What is the worst crime you've ever been the victim of? Have you ever been the victim of a crime?
A couple of things pop into my head. One time I was an idiot, and I lived in...
One time?
Well, this particular time comes to mind. I didn't lock my sliding door on my patio.
Yeah.
And a guy came in and basically ransacked, took my wallet... He took my car keys, but then he didn't take my car, so my guess is he couldn't find it, you know, where I parked it. And he basically ransacked my apartment all while I was asleep.
Wait a minute, he ransacked your apartment while you were sleeping?
You were such
a light sleeper. How the hell did that happen?
I don't know. And I never
Quiet
woke up.
Ransacker.
And so I woke, and he just went right back out the screen door and took whatever he wanted.
Tiptoed in, tiptoed out.
So that comes to mind.
Okay.
Michael, have you ever been robbed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had a nanny. We had a nanny, and we were very nice to her. We used to pay her very well.
Yep.
We gave her extra money because we know she needed it, and we bought her a secondhand car so she could get to our house so she wouldn't have to use all kind of different buses to get there because she was coming from East L.A. And anyway, when she left, she took jewelry, the kid's boy, Pokemon card. She took some of my wife's stuff.
Stole your Pokemon
card. Pokemon cards.
Were you ever able to find it?
No, she just, I think she left the country or we weren't going to press charges. We weren't going to track her down. We just figured, well, we just got ripped off.
Yeah.
But we trusted her with our kids and she stole from us anyway. So, happens.
Do you ever do that? Bergman, what about you?
My car's been broken into a bunch of times. That's the worst thing that's
ever
happened.
That's not interesting, though.
No, that's why I went fast.
Zach, anything?
I've had $40 stolen from my car. That's it.
$40?
$40.
You just left it sitting out?
It was the oil change, and so I left it in between where...
Oh, the guys
so
who...
So you got robbed while you were getting the oil?
Yeah.
Instead, you should go to Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home with a 15-minute drive
to
oil change.
Did you let the foreman or the boss know at that place that you were missing some money?
Yeah, they were like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, I put it where the cup holder was. I know, like, how else am I going to pay? They're like, well, you had to go to ATM to get it. So.
Wow!
Did you ever do the test? Like, when I was living in New York, I had a... housekeeper lady who would come once a week and she would clean the house. And I started noticing things disappearing.
Uh-huh.
And I was curious about it. And so I decided that I would just leave a random 20 on my kitchen counter and see if it was there after she came to clean the house. Sure enough, gone.
Wow.
She stole that 20. It was the test and she failed it. I also got pickpocketed in Italy one time.
Was that by monkeys?
By monkeys?
Yeah, didn't you go someplace and monkeys stole your stuff?
No.
That must have been somebody else.
Yeah, it must have been somebody else. Monkeys.
But there are monkeys.
Me.
Like where you're going in Costa Rica, there are monkeys.
There are
that
monkeys.
Steal your
yeah,
stuff.
There are monkeys. No, but
they're pickpocketing monkeys. I'm not kidding, by the way.
And this housekeeper, did you ask her about the 20?
No, she was just summarily dismissed.
Oh, you left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were dismissed.
You fired her that day or the next day?
Fired her by phone that day.
Wow.
You stole money.
Oh, you told her?
Done. Oh, yeah. Wow. Hell yeah.
Did she deny it?
Reenact that conversation. What'd you say?
Okay.
You called her and what?
Her name was Luce.
Luce.
L-U-Z.
So I'll be Luce. Hello.
Hello, Luce.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm not doing that well. I'm not doing that well.
What's wrong?
There was a $20 bill on my kitchen counter today, and it's not there anymore, and you're the only person who's been in my apartment. How do you account for that?
I thought it was a tip.
You are a thief.
You
have been caught red-handed.
I work at a hotel, and when people leave 20s on the counter, that's a tip.
Luce, you're easily replaceable, and consider yourself replaced.
Don't break up our long relationship over
$20. Done.
I'll give you the tip back.
Done.
I thought you meant to leave it
over.
For me.
So she denied taking it.
She denied taking it.
And then you ask, well, where did the money go? How did it disappear? What did she say?
She said, I did not see it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Luce. Michael, ever had anything stolen out of your locker when you've been on a sports team?
No. No, I always had honest teammates, not the lowlifes you guys played with. That's right. No, not even in high school. And I was in a poor neighborhood in high school in Liberty City, and nobody ever took anything out of my locker, even in high school.
Right, and you had that. You had bags of money.
Well,
did anybody anybody ever steal your bag of money when you were at the University?
No, because Americans would look at it and go, "It's a Bahamian dollar." So
Bahamian dollars.
Yeah, you couldn't exchange it at the bank, so they said I just left it alone.
So you know what is the most disingenuous thing I've heard today? Disingenuous.
Okay, what is that?
Damn, I did this wrong. Okay, you've heard the Brian Kelly thing, right?
Yeah, it's weird.
Okay, it is very weird. So we have got, Brian Kelly has accepted
the job.
Have you
heard this, Michael?
No.
Okay.
He's accepted the job at Notre Dame. I'm sorry, left Notre Dame and accepted the job at LSU. And he was introduced last night at an LSU basketball game. And Michael, I want to play it for you coming up next. Mm-hmm. Exactly how disingenuous. What a conceit this is.
Wait a minute. Didn't Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow do the same thing?
Well, talk about that coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It Yeah, it's Jingle Bell Rock. We're on to all Christmas music, because you know we got to compete with the coast.
What's your favorite Christmas carol?
My favorite Christmas carol is the Christmas song.
Yeah, minus
Nuts Roasting.
Minus Oh Holy Night.
Oh Holy Night is my favorite religious Christmas song. Yeah.
But nobody can sing it like Mariah Carey.
Oh, come on.
Nobody. You ever heard her version? It's unfreaking believable.
Ireland, anybody better than Mariah Carey?
Makes you feel like you're ascending to heaven when she's singing it.
I'm not a Mariah Carey
what?
Fan. No.
Really?
No, yeah. Not at all.
You know,
I saw her in concert. She was awful.
All I Want for Christmas Is You is second only to Bing Crosby was White Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's number. Mariah might have passed him by now.
It goes to number one every single year.
Right, but I'm saying all time.
By the way, did you notice this song is in the movie Love Actually?
Right, but not in Love stage. Actually Live, because apparently they couldn't clear the rights.
She refused to sell the rights to the song for this particular Love Actually show.
Yeah, I think if she saw it, she probably would.
But I do love Oh Holy Night. That's my favorite religious Christmas. Like when I used to be super religious and I would go to Mass at midnight Mass on Christmas Eve, Oh Holy Night was like the big showstopper.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big showstopper.
That's a beautiful song.
Yeah. All right, so Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly has been the head coach at Notre Dame for a long time, and he's now taken the job at LSU. And he was introduced as the head coach of the LSU Tigers last night at halftime of a game. Now, first, I want to play for you. Which one should we play first, Bergman?
Let's play just a press conference from Notre Dame, just so you know what his voice sounds
like. This is,
well, and by the way, you should point out he's from Boston.
Right. So this is generic Brian Kelly Notre Dame press conference. Listen.
You know, having Jordan Travis in there is very difficult to defend, McKenzie. But, you know, we found a way to win. Difficult game opener on the road.
Okay, so you get the idea. He's just sort of generic, straight ahead.
Boring.
Yeah, boring. Now, here he is last night at the LSU game.
LSU, thank you. Thank you. Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger.
It's a great night to be a Tiger.
I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State.
Okay, now stop it there. Michael, do you notice the difference?
Do I pick up a Southern drawl?
You do pick up a Southern drawl.
I lived in Louisiana for a year, and I would pick up some of the phrasing. Like when I lived in Texas, I would say to you guys, y'all going out to that place, you know, later, or something like that. But
hold on, family here at LSU.
Yeah, I never developed a twang.
Yeah. This guy developed a twang
in a week.
Overnight.
I'm here with my family.
My family. I do declare we have a situation here.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, doing one of them snap punts last night, man, with them stick in the back.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yeah,
but he's just getting adopting into his new surroundings.
No, but you should be yourself. You shouldn't try to be. See, to me, this is disingenuous. It's like your calling card has got to be you.
If he was going to Grambling, hey, what's happening, my brothers and sisters? If he was going to Grambling.
The only two people who I know who have ever done this are Madonna and Gwyneth Paltrow, and they kind of had excuses because they married British guys.
No excuse.
Well, if you're around it all the time, you'd pick up a little of it, right?
But only a little bit. They have an accent called Europea that a lot of famous female actresses have, where it's like this Madonna sort of affected way of speak. And I don't understand. Like, Brian Kelly, just be Brian Kelly. You don't have to go down there and talk about family.
Well, if you
at
moved
LSU,
my family,
my
well, if
family.
You, if you happen to be here.
If you moved to London, Mace, wouldn't you pick up a British accent?
I mean, no. Nope. I would just be me.
Tell them it's Cal Singers.
Tell them it's Cal Singers.
Now we that kind of fuck are we going to?
That's Bobby Boucher. Is he going to sound like Bobby Boucher after a while?
Give him a week.
I like the fact that he's He's adapting to his surroundings.
Oh, God. That's so such faith.
Family. Right. My family.
My family.
He'll be eating etouffees, and he'll be eating all that good Cajun food.
Beignets.
That's right, beignets.
Tell you what, that's the one reason I could never... I could never live down there.
Why? You'd be fat?
Oh, my God. I'm already fat, Michael.
No, you're not. You're looking pretty lean.
No, I'm not very lean at all right now.
How much you weigh?
208.
How tall are you?
5'10".
That's not bad.
5'11".
Yeah, that's right. Not good.
That's not great.
What do you want to weigh? 170?
190.
190?
Yeah. I got a ways to go.
Late in the game.
Okay, now did Ireland burp?
Oh, yeah.
That was Mason. I was talking, and he burped in the middle of my talk.
Oh.
And he's trying to pawn it off on me. Listen to it again.
It was late in the game.
That did sound like you did it, but if you said Ireland, I mean, Mason, did I believe
exactly.
Ireland. Yeah.
Thank you.
Why would you,
Michael, you only worked believe
me.
Ireland?
Wait, Michael, you've
you're
worked with me for many years. Michael. We've done thousands and thousands of games. Have I ever burped on the air?
No, we all know you're the goody two-shoes of 710.
Thank
you're not
you. I would
do
never
kind of
lower my professional decorum by burping on the air.
It was late in the game.
It was late in the game.
That's pretty good. What are you drinking, Coke?
No, I just got a tea here. Don't you burp on command?
I can't.
I don't even know if I could burp not on command.
And I can't cry on command. Can you cry on command?
I can cry on command.
Mason, you absolutely cannot.
Absolutely
you liar.
Can. Absolutely can.
You cannot do it.
I don't know how those actors and actresses do that in the movies.
I've done it.
You gotta do it.
Explain this to me, though, you guys. Mason, you saw this show.
Yeah.
Okay. Bryan Cranston did Network, that great movie Network.
As a play, yeah.
And played Howard Beale, the I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore guy. So during the course of this show, Michael, he not only cried on command, but broke out in a full sweat.
Yeah.
What?
I've never seen another actor be able to do this.
Yeah.
Well, you've not seen me act.
Oh, really? you can't cry
right
or
now.
Sweat.
Think of something sad.
Or
to cry.
Sweat right see. Now. Do anything right now
give
that's
me
impressive
a, give
as
me
an
a
actor.
Role. Give me something I can work
you
with.
You are a father. You
no,
are
Mason. You just got word that the USC hiring of Lincoln Riley fell through, and Clay Helton is returning to come back. If that's not going to make you cry, nothing will.
No, that's not. I think I would cry for that.
He would.
He's got to cry. Wait a minute, Ireland. His eyes are really all watering.
Oh, please.
Let me see if his tear going to come down.
I want actual drops on a page.
He's looking like he's crying. Now I want to see tears. He's definitely got the nose wavering, quivering, the mouth quivering. But I need to see a tear come down.
We'll be here all day.
The facial expression's good. No question about it.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't see my family.
But I don't see a tear yet.
What's that?
Yeah, you're right. His eyes are watering. Yeah, he does look like he's crying.
Yes!
Yeah. Wait, his eyes are watery, full of water.
There was not an actual drop.
No, tears came down, but his eyes really all watered.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm telling you, Ireland, you really underrate me as an actor.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
You saw me in a masterful short film about Lee Atwater's life,
you
and I cried
cry
in that.
I remember that, but I thought you just used onions.
No!
He got his eyes to water up. I couldn't even do that.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's good. Why I don't understand why more producers and directors don't call in at 877-710-ESPN and offer me roles.
What role? By the way, did you guys see George Clooney did an interview yesterday with The Guardian?
Right.
And said he turned down $35 million for one day of work.
Right.
What? For what role? What movie?
For an airline commercial. He wanted to voice an airline commercial.
And you know what country? I mean, I'm just drawing, I'm putting together dots.
That is just stupid.
It sounds like Dubai.
It sounds like Saudi Arabia to me.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a human rights thing, right? It's like,
is that why
what's your
it?
Price? Yeah. It says it was for a country with human rights violations.
Yeah.
I understand turning that down.
I guess if he doesn't need the money, yeah.
Yeah. That guy doesn't need money.
Yeah, you're right, because didn't he sell his business for like $600 million?
Yeah, he sold his Casamigos for tons.
By the way, he gave his 15 best friends for no reason $1 million each.
Yep.
Michael, when are you going to give all your friends $1 million?
I would do that.
I need money.
Yeah,
I would do that for guys who I grew up with, and if I
guys you work
gave,
with,
yeah,
well, you always with. Give nice gifts to those high school teammates of yours in Miami.
Yeah, I gave them some championship rings.
Cash money.
I would do that for my good buddies and for people I know and who I know are struggling could use it and aren't lazy. Yeah, I would do something like that. If I was that rich, I would definitely do something like that.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family.
My family.
That's unbelievable.
He's adapting.
You know, I'm not a. I don't ever talk politics on the show. I don't like to talk politics on the show. But I will say this. Hillary Clinton.
She did it.
Was from Chicago.
Right.
When she became the first lady of Arkansas, she became a Southerner.
Oh, yeah.
And then when she went to New York and ran for Senate.
And won.
She became a New Yorker.
Yeah, she did it when she was on the campaign trail in 16. When she went to the South and was talking like
talking
like she was from the plantation.
To me, it's just disingenuous.
Yeah, it is.
It's just disingenuous. Yeah. Just like be you.
Exactly.
Be you.
Just be yourself.
Be you. First time I've ever mentioned her name on the show.
Tiger. I'm here with my family.
My family.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be talking like a Cajun pretty soon.
Now we're that kind of fuck. Like
hey, is it true we get to talk to Tori Holt?
Yeah, Tori Holt is coming up. You know what? I'm shocked to find out. I mean, I guess in my head, I've just always thought, well, Tori Holt is in the Hall of Fame.
That's right.
It's one of the great injustices that's out there. He holds so many NFL records. I don't,
still?
Well, when me, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like what?
All right, consecutive seasons with 1,300 yards,
oh, okay.
Six.
Yeah.
Consecutive seasons with 90-plus receptions, six.
Oh, wow.
Seasons with 1,600 yards receiving, all right? The only people ever to do it, Marvin Harrison, Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, and Calvin Johnson, and Tori Holt.
Hmm.
He was ranked first in the NFL from 2000 to 2008 with 817 receptions. He's top 10 in career receiving yards. I mean, it's just a joke.
So why isn't he in the Hall?
We'll ask him.
We'll ask him.
Yeah, that's strange.
Well, Tori. Coming up, Isaac Bruce is in.
He had Michael, he had more receiving yards in a single decade than any player ever.
Yeah, that's weird.
12,500.
Yeah, we'll get Tori in here next. We'll ask him about the Rams, too. And Sunday is, man, you don't win that game, you are not going to the playoffs. Jacksonville.
Here in L.A.
Oh, yeah, you don't win that game. You're 13-point favorite. I know it's been bad. I know you've been off the rails. But, man, you better win that game, and you better find some style points, too. I want style points in that game.
Screw style points. Just win.
I say style points. I want to see it as a well-oiled machine ready for Arizona next weekend.
You don't believe in the Al Davis philosophy?
Just win?
Just win, baby.
Look, I've watched that team play three horrible games. I watched Matthew Stafford have, and it's been proven out by Bill Barnwell at ESPN, the worst three consecutive games of Matthew Stafford's career. I want to see Matthew Stafford look like the Matthew Stafford from the first eight games on Sunday, because next week is Arizona. Mm-hmm. This should be a tune-up game for Arizona.
I mean, for the Rams.
Well, Rams tuning up for Arizona.
Oh,
yeah. All right, so we'll get Tori in here next. Then we got jump ball coming up for you, Mason in Ireland. Michael Thompson hanging out at 710 ESPN. So it is Lakers-Clippers Day. You put the two teams together, they're one game over 500. Not a big showdown today, John.
Sure it is. What do you mean it's not a big showdown?
Battle of the City.
We're getting LeBron back. By the way, okay, Mason, if this doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what will.
Okay.
It is the last time ever.
Oh, yeah.
The Lakers and Clippers will meet in Staples Center.
Correct.
When they meet again, Michael, it'll be the Crypto.com Arena.
How many times are you going to make the mistake of saying Staples before you catch yourself?
I told Mason yesterday, what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to say, welcome to downtown Los Angeles.
Why would you not give Crypto.com Arena its props?
No, it's talking about he's so used to saying Staples.
Right. It's more of a way not to say Staples.
Yeah, it's because you don't like cryptocurrency. It's because you don't believe
sometimes,
in it.
Sometimes, don't you say San Diego Chargers? Sometimes?
I do sometimes say San Diego Chargers.
Forget.
Yeah, that's where they should be. That's where they should be.
Or New Jersey Nets.
Hey, Ireland, since you're here, Lord, I have a little
pet. Well, it's his show.
I have a pet peeve with you and Laura.
Okay.
Oh.
You know when Laura tells, we come back on the air, Laura always goes up and on?
Up and on.
Can't you just say you're on?
I was just talking to Greg about that. I was like,
just say you're on.
Because there's a difference, as Laura will tell you,
what is the
between being up and between being on. We could be on the air, but your mic is not potted.
Correct.
Oh, please.
So what she is telling you is we're on the air and your mic is live. Laura, I appreciate the full and complete.
I want to know that we're both
up description.
And on.
Yes. And I know Ireland will not go, so I told Michael, sorry, Michael, you will continue to hear me say up and on.
Right.
Which one do you want to say?
Mace, I'm very good about not, and Laura, you probably, board ops have probably learned this about me. I never speak until one of them says up and on.
True. Very true.
Look, I just wait.
I just keep talking.
Just you're on.
I just keep talking.
That sounds more normal. You're on.
Michael, we talk nonstop during the break. Wouldn't it be a good show what we were talking about?
That would be the best. And we don't curse.
We'll be fired.
And we're not cursing.
Wait a minute. I'm cursing.
Well, but you know what? I still don't understand what the big deal is about cursing on the air.
No?
Everybody says the F word.
Right.
And you don't.
No, not me. I'm talking about people say, no, on the air, we allow the D word. We've now allowed the S word. Damn. We've learned S word.
We don't use that.
I've heard it on TNT and stuff.
Yeah, but not here.
We've heard the A word, right?
Ass. Yeah.
So what's wrong with the F word? Everybody says it.
Objectively, there is nothing wrong with the F word.
Right.
Right? It's just a generic
Why
word.
Is the FCC still hung up on that?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It's a good question, Michael. That
because people, you walk outside Starbucks, you hear it. You hear it outside church?
Mace, are the seven dirty words that George Carlin used to do the bit about still the seven that get
That's a very good question. I got to look up what the seven dirty words actually are. Yeah. Seven words you cannot say.
Carlin had a whole comedy bit about
and
it.
And see how many of them that he said that are now being said on the air, whether it's radio or television.
Well, and the other thing is television has been blended, Michael, because so many things are subscription services now. Like, if you watch the TV show Yellowstone, they say all those words.
Like on TNT's AEW Wrestling, they say the S word. They say the A word.
Okay, of the seven dirty words that George Carlin talked about, the... Can't... Nope.
Says, which letter?
I mean, they're complex words.
No, I understand. The you S can't word. Say stuff about party, body parts.
Pissed.
I
You're allowed to say pissed.
Yeah, you say the P word, pissed, yes.
The F word.
Okay, we still can't
the
say
the rest
that.
Of them, I don't even want to give the letters.
Oh, okay.
You're that nervous?
Oh yeah, no, I believe me, John.
Are they describing body parts or something? It's what?
They could be.
Yeah.
Well, I'll text them to you right now, John. You tell me if you because you're
well, you
big.
Know.
I'll say anything I want.
Right. Oh, I'll say the letters for all of them. I don't care.
Yeah.
You're Mr. I'm worried about getting us fined.
What is the word? Is
there? Well, wait a minute. I am worried about getting us fined. What's that, LR?
We've never. How many
I'm
times?
With you.
How many times have we been? Okay, Michael. Here are the seven.
No,
letters.
Don't even.
You said give us a letter.
Yeah, I will. Okay, so you already said the S word, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And the F word.
Yeah.
All right. So the other five. One starts with a P. What? It's a.
Unbelievable.
It rhymes with a cat or something.
No.
Why are we doing this?
We're getting
you guys are so getting a lab off. We're adults here. Wait a minute, there are regulations. Okay, so
what's the hardest thing to do? Doing what your boss wants you to do. There's boss Amanda saying cut it off.
And also the Mickey Mouse is telling us to stop too.
You guys,
I'm with Michael. I'm with you.
You guys act like you live in Disneyland.
Look at those friggin' words and tell me.
Yeah, tell me you can't say the first letter. Okay, I mean, come on.
No.
They? No, you're like, it's rhymes with, no, it's this part of the body.
I understand why we wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I
understand
that.
Why we wouldn't do that.
Those are not even, don't
no,
even get the
letter. You can't
letters.
Say those.
Yeah, no, yeah. Exactly, Michael. You can't say
See?
Those.
Even Michael's like, no.
But the F word. Oh, my goodness. You hear it everywhere. In a grocery store. You hear it outside church.
Noun,
you
verb,
hear it on,
yeah.
You hear it on most rap songs.
Adverb,
right, exactly.
It's so useful. It's such a useful word. All-purpose words. All-purpose words. Tori Holt, are we just not?
Did he miss his window, Greg?
Kind of. So.
Okay.
Yeah, he forgot about you all. Go to break.
All right,
We were wide open. All he had to do was call.
Yeah. He's missing out on the coming on here and hearing you two just go.
No, well, Michael, we were going to let you.
What critical thing do you have for Tori Holt?
I got to.
Well, no, what? Tell me the critical question
Bahamian
you would ask.
Grillmaster question for Tori Holt.
What would you ask
what
Tori
Holt?
What
tough question would I ask
him what tough
if he came
question?
On?
What tough question?
Why are you not in the Hall of Fame?
Well,
wait a minute. We were going to ask him that right out of the gate.
Okay, how about this? Do you think you're good enough to be in the Hall of Fame? Aha! That's a tough question.
That is not a tough question.
The answer would be yes.
Well, Michael, we had Sean McVay on this week. What tough question would you have asked him?
Why are you guys stinking the last 3 weeks?
That was asked.
That was asked.
Yeah, he has.
What's wrong? What's wrong with Matthew Stafford? Why did you go for it 4th and 1 at your own 29 early in the game?
You should have put it this way. Who's failing this team? You or the players?
No, he'll say him.
He'll say him, yeah.
Yeah, that's him. He'll defer everything. All right, well, thank you. Look, here's what we'll say. Torrey Holt should be in the Hall of Fame.
You know what he did?
What?
He put a Holt to this interview.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He sure did.
He did. All right, thank you for the pun. Coming up next for you is Jump Ball. Bergman's going to throw some stuff at us. By the way, Laura is here. She's going to do what else you need to know today. What else you need to
the
know.
The best board op, I might add.
She's...
Thank you.
The best. That's right.
Vote for Jorge.
She's better than Jorge.
Vote for Jorge. Jump Ball is next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Vote for Jorge.
Take it away, Corporate Greg.
You got to get in there first, didn't you, man?
Yes, I did.
All right, so did you see what happened to Oklahoma City last night?
Yes.
They were down by 78 points at one point to Memphis.
But they did cut it to 73.
Oh, yes. Without Ja Morant and lost by 73. Memphis only had one player play more than 20 minutes, Steven Adams with 21. So it wasn't like they were just pouring it on with the starters. How does this happen to an NBA team and one that beat the Lakers twice?
Yeah, that's the weird thing.
Well, wait a minute. The team that lost by 73 last night was not the same team that beat the Lakers. They didn't. I mean, look at the roster. Do you have the box score in front of you, Greg?
No, I can get it real fast though.
Yeah, all right. I'm opening it too.
The Oklahoma City didn't play anybody, and so
did Giddey play?
No.
Oh,
and SGA didn't play. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was like.
Well, why did they not play? Were they injured?
Probably.
Or and let's face it, OKC's not trying to win.
No, they're tanking.
So
Darius Bazley went off on us a little bit. Dort went off.
Yeah, I mean it's who did, down at the bottom. Does it say who didn't play? I mean, yeah. that was part of the issue. But still, I mean, it's an all-time NBA record. No team has ever lost by 73
points.
Yeah,
it's shameful. It's shameful. There's no reason for that. Especially, I mean, what's interesting is it's not as though Memphis poured it on. They did not leave their starters in.
Michael, you and I are going to be in Memphis on Thursday.
Yeah. Love Memphis.
No Ja, though, right?
Are we going to Gus's?
Wednesday night.
We are.
Yeah, Wednesday night. We're going.
Stu going?
Let's talk him into it.
Yeah, I'll go if Stu goes. How long a walk is that from our hotel?
10 minutes.
Ugh.
God. Michael's like, I cannot walk.
Michael has done this specific walk before.
I have. 7 minutes out of my radius, though.
Yeah.
But for that fried chicken, though, it might be worth it.
Why are you always late on the buzzer?
Well,
why?
Because something was going on. I just need to.
It's my fault. I'll take the L.
No.
You get no L's. The L's go over there.
All right.
I tried.
All right, so Travis and Sliwa had a debate on Ask Slee today about toilet paper.
Okay. Who are these Travis and Sliwa people?
They are on from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a very good show. I enjoy it immensely. I listen to it every day.
Travis and Sliwa do a good job. They do a very good job.
They do a very good job. But Travis said that the correct way to have your toilet paper is it over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And Sliwa said that it was from the bottom backwards. So who's right here? Should toilet paper be over the top or behind?
I have an argument about this specific question.
Okay.
This isn't a thing. I've never noticed if it's coming from over the top or on
or
the bottom.
Yeah.
As long as it'll drop, who cares,
Over the top's way better.
Why
is over the top
because
way better?
Sometimes when you pull it down, if it's under the bottom, it'll go all the way down to the floor and touch that nasty floor. But if it's over the top, you know you can control the length a lot better.
Yep.
Just because you said that, I'm now probably going to do over the top.
Oh, yeah.
But
you should.
Laura, what about you?
Definitely over the top. Like Michael said, Michael is on point here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Over the top is the right way to go. There is no other way for toilet paper to be but over the top.
I think this is a thing.
No, I'm in agreement. I think over the top. In fact, if I go to somebody's house and they've got the toilet paper under the bottom, I wonder about them.
Do you look in the medicine cabinet?
Doesn't everybody?
No!
I no longer do.
Creams.
Because of that Southwest commercial where somebody looked in the medicine cabinet and all the medicine fell down.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I try very carefully not to break anything when I'm in someone else's house.
Yeah, I think I might catch a sneak peek. At my house, by the way, when we have a party, everything gets put away and hidden.
I feel like this is a very Larry David thing, too, where like the over the top, behind the back, that is something that Larry David, I'm sure, would talk about.
He would have made it a lot funnier.
And
but
Leon would always check the medicine cabinet.
Yes, Leon would.
Yes. All right. So, Lauren. You got something for us today.
I do. Okay, so a lot of people were hitting me up because they know I'm at LA Live.
Is this what you need to know?
Sure, it could be what else you need to know.
What else you need to know?
It will be.
Greg. Anyways, so there was at the LA Team store at Staples today, they were selling this Lakers limited edition bundle for the Halo Infinite, which came with a Lakers control, a jersey, and a little figurine. Okay. I'm not into that, right? But I had a lot of people hit me up and say, hey, you're going to be there. Can you go grab it for me?
Really?
And I said, oh, hell no. I don't got time to do those lines. But if someone you really loved, guys, asked you to make a line for something they really wanted, like a sneaker or this limited edition Laker thing, would you guys go for it?
If they're a blood relative, Laura. No, not for a friend. Blood relative, I would do it.
For Juan, I would do it.
Okay, but that's your boo. Okay.
For my mom, I would do it.
Oh, y'all nice.
I wouldn't even do it for my brother, I'll be honest. I know he's not in town right now, so I would not do it for my brother.
Yeah.
Which one?
You know.
And by the way,
the one,
Laura,
that lives in LA.
I want you, if somebody else hits you up and asks you for that, write back this exact text. Two words. Amazon Prime.
Yeah, but this is like limited edition stuff.
Yeah, it's limited. You could only get it at the LA Team store. Yeah. And it was like at 117.
So,
I'm like,
one time, I think I can tell this story.
Oh, God.
One time Mason reaches out to me and he goes, I have a relationship with John Carpino who runs the Angels.
Yes.
And Mason reaches out to me and he says, hey, Lindsay really wants one of those Otani bobbleheads.
Yes.
Can you call Carpino and ask him? And I'm like, it's beneath him. I'm not going to call the president of the Angels and ask him for a bobblehead.
Well, he would immediately forward it to his personal assistant, and his personal assistant
I don't even know who his personal assistant is.
I don't know who the PR people are. It's the Angels. I don't know who to ask for Otani.
But you don't ask. Would you? I mean, seriously, would you ask Jimmy Pitaro for an ESPN hat?
Yeah, right, Mason?
Yeah.
No. All right, do it right now. Email Jimmy Pitaro and say, hey, there's Laura's exact dilemma. There's a hat in the gift shop that I can't get online. Do you mind going down and buying one for me and sending it to me?
Now, Mason, if you do this,
yes,
I will give you, with no any repercussions, $20,000 mythical dollars.
Okay. His email address is jimbo@espn.com. Likes to be called Jimbo.
All right, so Taysom Hill signed a very odd contract last week, a 4-year, $40 million extension, but the incentives of being a productive quarterback push him up to $94 million over that time. 21.5 is guaranteed. He was not great last night versus the Cowboys, and I think he even tore something in one of his thumbs. But help me understand why the Saints did this deal in general. He's 32.
I think Sean Payton thinks he can turn him into a serviceable QB. And if not, he can use him in the offense. Michael, did you watch the game last night?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him? Why wasn't he able to score?
Well, you know, he's a good athlete. He's a good player. He can throw. He can run like he's a fullback or even a halfback. He's fast. He's a good quarterback, a decent quarterback. So I guess they figure.
But he's not a quarterback at that money.
What, $10 million a year, roughly?
$10 million a year
he's a multi-position positional player, running back.
But
tight
isn't
end.
It $10 million a year for what is essentially a backup quarterback?
But that's the going rate now because he's more than just a backup. They use him in certain situations to run the ball, to catch the ball. He's an all-around player, man. So, yeah, he's worth $10 million here because he's so versatile.
Yeah, I don't get the Taysom Hill appeal. He was 19 of 41 last night with 4 interceptions. Mm-hmm. That's your $10 million a year quarterback.
Yeah, because if Winston was there, you could use him in all kinds of different roles.
19 of 41 with 4 interceptions.
Hey, well, Lamar had 4 interceptions last week, and he still won. It happens.
True.
I've seen Aaron Rodgers throw 3 interceptions.
Yeah, I would not invest $10 million a year in Taysom Hill. No.
All right, so Adam Levine of Maroon 5, debuted a new face tattoo the other day. It's a flower on the left side of his face for his tequila, Cali Rose.
Adam.
It turned out to be fake. Don't worry. It was all fake.
Okay.
And it was just a promotion. But What would it take to get you to get a tattoo on your face? All three of you. And Laura, too. So all four of you. A permanent tattoo on your face. Any amount of money, something else. Don't avoid the question. Everyone has a price.
Well, I've always thought about getting those teardrops. You know those?
Is that a gangster thing?
Yeah, so you're killing people?
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
You in jail? Crybaby over there?
On my face. I don't think there is...
You mean if you had to get something?
Yeah. Somebody no, what would it take? What would it take to get you to actually do it? Pick the amount of money.
All right,
pick
what it is. I got
on your face. Got to be on your face.
Yes, on your face.
Okay.
All right,
You guys know how much I love money.
Yes, you do.
$500 million and I'm in.
$500 million?
Oh, that's
and you'll do
bit.
It?
Half
yep.
a billion dollars?
Yep. How I'm not even asking for a full billion.
How big is the tattoo going to be?
Well, have you seen my forehead?
Well, that's true.
They should sell space on that thing.
Exactly.
No smaller than a half dollar.
Damn. I was hoping nobody would ask that question.
Yeah, $5 million.
$5 million?
Five.
Yeah. I'd go away for $5 million.
You'd go away?
I'd go
You're
away.
Done. Give me the $5 million.
Give
I'm just going
to
go
million,
to Costa
gone.
Rica,
gone
Barbados.
To Costa Rica. See you. See you.
Oh, you mean like somebody's going to pay you to get the tattoo?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much money do you want, Michael, for it to
I
happen?
Would do it. I would do it for $100 million, but I'll just put like, it would be like the size of, it'd be kind of small, just my three sons' names on my cheek.
Well, no,
on
Michael.
Your cheek?
No, you know what, Michael, you could do and totally get away with?
What's that?
Bahamian flag.
Yeah, Bahamian and American flag, but not too big. I don't want it to be huge. Just like an inch by an inch.
Yeah, that's all. Like when I went to get a tattoo with John's wife.
This is a great story.
Lisa, John's wife, got a tattoo that was about.
No, well, but Mace, you gotta do it in context. She was scared, so you went first.
Correct, I went first.
And Mason, describe what he wanted. He wanted a what do you call it, a Ganesh?
Yeah, Ganesh.
And basically, it's an elephant and a pretty good size, Mace. Yeah. About the size of a fist, wouldn't you say? Or maybe an open hand.
A little less.
Yeah,
that's a good.
Well, you can't see it unless you're bare chested.
Correct.
Yeah, and so Lisa is watching Mason get this tattoo. And Lisa goes, okay, I want mine to be the size of a dime.
A dime.
So she got a dragonfly on one of her toes.
And it wasn't even, you couldn't even see it afterwards. Yeah. It was like light green or something.
Yeah.
No, well, you can see it when she wears open-toed shoes.
Michael, do you have any ink?
No, I don't have any ink. But if I did, if I was playing today, I would put a Bahamian and American flag on my shoulder.
On your shoulder.
Just right side by side.
Why don't you do it anyway?
I'm too old.
Hey, Mike, do any of your three boys have any ink?
No. And I told him, I'm proud of him. I said, if you want to do it, that's fine. But I tell him, desecrate your body. Leave it pure.
Desecrating your body?
We all have
ink here.
I said, be different. Don't be like everybody else in the NBA.
It is true. If you don't have ink,
do you have ink?
Different.
I have two tattoos.
Two tattoos.
Well, Greg has a lot.
Yeah,
He's like the illustrated man over there.
Yeah.
Are your tattoos visible, Laura?
They're little. Mine are really tiny. Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's nothing. That's not desecrating your body.
Like a sleeve. Would you do a sleeve?
I have a half sleeve.
Yeah, Bergman's almost got
a half sleeve.
If I had really good looking arms and not flabby like I do right now, I would have a sleeve.
But that's the thing. If you have great arms like a Dwight Howard, why would you put a sleeve on it that hides your muscles?
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Still look good.
That's true. So, Michael, you'll appreciate this. I have a friend of mine who I golf with, and we have a rule that you're allowed to say anything. Absolutely anything to the other guy right before a big putt to try and get him to miss.
Okay.
So he has a daughter that's like 20. And he had told me earlier in the round that his daughter just got her fourth tattoo. And he said, I can't stop her. She just really likes him. And right before he's going to putt, he's got about a 2-foot putt that's going to make me pay him money. I look at him and I went, Tim, your daughter's next tattoo is going to be life size of me, and he missed it.
Like all over her body, the whole thing.
The putt lips out on the right. He goes, "That's just that's unfair. Yeah. That's not cool."
The whole thing.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That. Oh, listen. When Greg says that'll do it, that means it's over.
No, and it's time for you to go to break.
He means he's nervous about his clock.
That'll do it.
I'm nervous about the commercials that need to get in this hour. So go
make
ahead
sure
and read
put
your.
A, make sure you put an Mace. L in there when you say that, Ireland.
Which one?
But he was nervous.
Oh. Especially around Mason and Bergman.
Yeah. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.